here you are on the last Sunday of 2019. He is worthy. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever you have been through this year, He is still worthy. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to continue to pray for Sister Michelle. Amen. If you could stand with me for the reading of God's Word, Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13. Pray for me that God will enable me to deliver this the way I received it. Hallelujah. Paul wrote this letter from jail, from prison. He was in prison near the end of his life when he wrote the book of Philippians. And here's the great apostle Paul saying some things. He says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting," let's say together, "forgetting those things which are behind." See, you need to forget some things in 2019. You need to leave them behind. And reaching forth unto those things which are before. My message is, leave it behind. Let's say together, leave it behind. Touch your neighbor and tell him, leave it behind. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. You could bow your head with me. Father, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. Lord, we just have two more days to reach 2020. Lord, we ask you to help us to leave it behind. Lord, let there be anointing in the words that you have spoken to me. We thank you. We give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. I've never preached an illustrated message, but I'm going to try today. I have a bag here. You may be seated. Don't know if all of you can see it, but I'm just going to call it 2019. 2019. And you know, in the last 6 weeks, I've had to do quite a lot of traveling. And because of that, I had to be packing a bunch of bags. And one of the trips I took with my wife, and we went down to Florida for our anniversary, and we overpacked. And you know what happens when you overpack and you get to the airport and you put your bags on the scale, and they're too heavy? They tell you you're going to have to pay a penalty or you're going to have to lose some things. You're going to have to take some things out. And I want to tell you, don't wait till you get to midnight on Tuesday to decide you are overpacked and you got to take some things and leave them behind in 2019. Don't take 2019's troubles into 2020. Don't take your failures from 2019 into 2020. Don't take your mistakes from 2019 into 2020. You see, that won't work. When you get to the airport, they'll tell you that's too much. You know, I made some choices, some bad choices in 2019. You know, a couple of times at the airport, we had to kind of go to one side. And, you know, that's always embarrassing when you have to open your suitcase right at the counter and start to repack stuff. But I'm telling you right now, you need to take your bad choices from 2019 and take them out of your suitcase. You need to throw them away. You know, if I dig around in here, maybe there's some other things in 2019 I need to get rid of. Let me see what this is. Some bad habits, some 2019 bad habits. Don't take them into 2020. You need to throw them away. Let me see what else is in this bag I shouldn't be taking into 2020. Let me see. I've got some sins. There's some 2019 sins that I don't need to be taking into 2020. I need to throw them away. Let me see what else I got in my 2019 bag. I got some addictions. I'm telling you, when you get to the checkout, they're going to tell you your bag is overweight. You're going to have to throw those away. Let me see what else I've been trying to take into 2020. You know, we go to the airport and the bag is full. In fact, some of us, we have to sit on it. We want to take everything we got to the next destination. Some bad attitudes. Who's got some bad attitudes that you need to throw away, that you need to take out of your bag? Let me see what else is in my 2019 bag that happened to me in 2020. Some unhealthy friendships. Ooh. There may be some friends you need to dispose of in 2020 that you can't take with you, that are just going to take you into a bad situation. I'm going to throw that away. What else have I been trying to sneak into 2020? Let's see what else is in this bag that I need to get rid of. Some unholy activities. Some places I've been going, some things I've been watching, some things I've been doing that I need to dispose of, because you want to understand there is coming a day of reckoning. I can't take this into 2020 and be blessed. I have to unpack my bag. Some depression. Some of us have gone through some depression in 2020. 2019, you need to find a way, and I'm going to tell you some ways to get rid of this one, because this one is very damaging. Let's see what else have I packed in my 2019 bag. Some lust. Ooh. Not a whole lot of amen for that, but we need to dispose of this one. We can't take that into 2020. Some jealousy. Have we got any of that packed in our bag that we got to take out and cannot carry it into 2020? It's only a little fib. It's only a little lie. It's only a little deceit. I'm telling you, you got to take out your bag, because this is going to put you over the limit. This is going to put you over the limit. And you know what's worse? It's all wrapped up in some condemnation and guilt. See, when we try and do those things, we wrap it up in condemnation and guilt. We got to repack our bags. You see, I tell you, when I got on the plane the other day, they tell you the same thing. They say, these are the exit doors. In the event of a water landing, the chutes will open. Then she said something that really got me here. She said, you got to leave your luggage. And I was thinking of my laptop, and I was thinking of all the stuff I got in. She said, you cannot take it with you. You must leave it. Don't try and take anything with you. You know what we're going to do? Some of us are going to try and take some 2019 things and try and escape the plane. But you know what it will do? It will cause someone to lose their life. It'll cause someone to be delayed. Something will not get out of the door because it's blocking it. And as I was thinking about, she said, you can't take your laptop. You got to leave your bags. I was looking up at my bag and say, but all those things that I have on there are so important that I need to take. And she said, you cannot take your things with you. You must depart the plane on the escape chutes. I can bet you there will be some people trying, as the plane is coming down, worrying about whether their luggage is going to make it instead of whether their life is going to make it. There's some of you need to worry about whether your soul is going to make it, not whether someone else is going to make it or something else is going to make it. You need to let some things stay behind in 2019. That really got me. I really wanted to take my bag. I said, it's only a little bag. It's not some big suitcase like everybody else was packing. I only had a little laptop. She said, you can't take it with you. You know why? Because that door is very tight. Jesus said that the way to destruction is broad, but the way that leadeth to eternal life is narrow. You can't take it with you. You need to leave some of these things in 2019. If you're going to be blessed, if you're going to get to the next level in 2020, leave some of these hurts, some of these depressions, some of these doubts, some of these fears. You got to make up your mind. Now, let me tell you something. Don't do it when you get to the airport, because you'll be embarrassed. You have to open your case and everybody sees what's in your case. My wife is laughing. And you start trying to switch stuff from one suitcase to the next to get it down under weight. You see, if you're going to make it in 2020, you have to be what's known as intentional. That means you have to plan from now. Don't wait till you get to the airport to decide, oops. Don't wait till midnight on Tuesday to decide, you know what? I should have prayed a little bit. I should have submitted a little bit more. Let me tell you a story in the Old Testament. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 5, we talk about Abraham. And God tell him, listen, I need you to leave some things behind. I need you to come out of Ur of the Chaldees. I need you to come from 2019. I'm taking you into 2020. But I want you to leave your family behind. You know, he must have been just like me thinking about my laptop and all of my life's work and all of my budgets and all of the important things. And I was seriously thinking, you know, if this plane went down, man, I could just reach up and grab it. Abraham must have thought, you know, I'm going to obey God. I'm going to go. I'm going to leave Ur of the Chaldees. I'm going to leave 2019. But, you know, I really need to bring my family. And Abraham took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And he went forth into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. He kind of obeyed God. He did leave Ur of the Chaldees. But you know what? He didn't leave everything behind. You know what that did? That delayed, in my view, his blessing. God had promised him a son. At 75, God had promised him a blessing. In 2019, God had promised you a blessing. But you know what? You brought 2018 into 2019, and some of us are planning to take 2019 into 2020. It took 25 years for God to give the blessing to Abraham because he kept on bringing stuff with him. It wasn't until finally Lot left him that God said, okay, Abraham, I'm ready to give you what you've been waiting for. There's so many instances in the Old Testament for our information, for our witness of people not leaving stuff behind. You know what? If you take it with you, it'll make you bitter. It'll age you. It'll corrupt your spirit. It'll depress you. It'll make you sick. Leave 2019's troubles behind. In Genesis 31, verse 17, God told Jacob, listen, it's time for you to return. It's time for you to take a journey. It's time for you to go from 2019 and Laban back to Canaan in 2020. Then Jacob rose up and set his sons and his wives upon camels, and he carried away all his cattle and all his goods that he had gotten, the cattle of his getting, which he had gotten and paid in Aram, for to go back to Isaac, his father, in the land of Canaan. And Laban went to share his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the images that were her father's. There was something she didn't want to leave behind. There was something she was determined to take. There was something that she couldn't let go of. She was determined to take some things into 2020. And the Bible doesn't explain why she stole those images. It doesn't explain why she took those idols. The Jews have all kinds of theories why she took them. But I'll tell you one thing. For Rachel, it did not turn out really good. She died in childbirth on her way to Bethlehem. On her way to Bethlehem, she died in childbirth. You know what? She was trying to take some things with her that should have been left behind. You know, there's one other thing in this bag that I haven't taken out yet. You know those images? They didn't really belong to her. She could have left them behind. You know whose they belonged to? It was her father's. Some of us, we take some generational curses, some things that don't belong to us, some issues in our family that we decide we got to take with us. And we just perpetuate it to the next generation. Those images didn't even belong to Rachel, but she decided, I'm going to have to take this. You don't have to take your family curse with you into 2020. You can make a new beginning. It's a new year. They sang the song, your ladder, what will be greater? Amen. Your new year can be bigger if you will not take some of these things with you. So she took and she stole her father's images, her father's idols. That's a generational curse. She decided to take it with her. And in the end, you know what happened? Instead of protecting her, if that's what she thought they would do, she died in childbirth on her way to Bethlehem. I'm telling you, don't take some of these things. Let them go. Whatever hurts you've experienced in 2019, whatever sadness you've been through, whatever tribulation you've been through, here's what Paul said. Look, forgetting, let's say it again, forgetting. Amen. You need to forget some of these things. You can't take it with you and be blessed. Jacob didn't even know that she had taken some family issues with her. He had spent 21 years laboring for his uncle and thought, okay, I deserve everything. And he didn't even know that his wife had secretly stolen some family issues with them. But you're going to say to me, yes, but Pastor, that's unrealistic. There's some things I have to take with me. There's some scars that I have to go into 2019. Well, okay. But you know what you got to do with those scars? Learn from them. It's a crazy person keeps doing the same thing, expects a different result. There's some things we can't leave behind, you say. We got to take with us. Okay, but learn from them. Amen? Learn from them. Let me explain. How do you leave some stuff in 2019 and enter 2020 with a brand new slate? Well, in every case in the Bible, there was a journey. God told Abraham, leave Ur of the Chaldees. God told Jacob, it's time for you to leave Laban. You got to go back home. We've got to leave some things behind. We can't take it with us and be blessed in 2020. Let me turn to Mark chapter 10, verse 29. You said, but I'm going to be leaving some friends. I'm going to lose some houses. I'm going to lose some valuable insights. I can't give it up. This is what Jesus said in Mark 10, 29. Verily, I say unto you, there is not a man that hath left house. You know, really, the house I have is as good or maybe better than the house I gave up. Some of you went to my house in Michigan, right? It was a very nice house. But I have a very nice house. I lost nothing. Amen. I lost nothing. There is no man that hath left house. Or brothers or sisters. Amen. Victor Jackson was telling about when he was young and how from the age of a baby till he was 11, how he was abused. And how even today, because he chose to reject wealth and fame and go and be an evangelist, how his family has rejected him, won't speak to him. Because they saw him as a meal ticket. He had a scholarship to the NBA. They were seeing dollar signs. But because he chose instead to preach the gospel, they rejected it. But you know what? He's now got such a big family. He doesn't know all his brethren and sisters. I'm telling you, nothing that you give up in 2019 for God, won't he replace 100-fold. But he shall receive 100-fold. Now, in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with some persecution. With some persecution. But the best part, in the world to come, eternal life. So if you've lost some friends, if you have to give up some friends to go into 2020, that's okay. God's going to give you some more. If you've lost a job because it was stopping you coming to church, that's okay. God's going to give you more. If you have to give up a job that's ungodly, that's just going to be destroying you, that's okay. God will give you more. I'm still blessed and highly favored. Every job God has given me has been so much better than the last one. Amen. That's all I can say. That's all I can say. I'm telling you, it's time to drop off some of these things. We need to repack your bag. You need to repack your bag. And don't wait till you get to the airport. Don't wait till midnight on Tuesday before you say, okay, I'm going to lose some weight, go to the gym, and start making all these promises. You have to be intentional. You have to start from now, else it never happened. You have to start looking through your luggage now, your 2019 luggage, and just as I did, start taking out some of these things that are going to weigh you down, that are going to make you overweight, that are going to take you out of God's blessing. But you know, there's some things you need to put in your 2019, your 2020 bag, and you know, you see it smaller? All that stuff was too much. There's some stuff that you need to pack. You took some stuff out, but there's some stuff you need to take with you into 2020. You know, I'm thinking just maybe a little more prayer. A little more prayer. A little more prayer, I think, is what I really need to pack. You ever been on a journey and found out you didn't bring your toothbrush? There's some essential things you better. Let me tell you again. There's some essential things you better take into 2020. I'll tell you one of them. You people who don't come to church in the morning. You know, you're going to get into 2020 and find out you face a challenge, a trial, a tribulation. And you're going to be there. What scripture did Pastor say? What message was that? I need to listen to the Bible study again. You're going to need to pack some word. You ever gone on a trip and found out you didn't pack your underwear? You need this word. Jesus said in Revelation, I counsel you to buy of me clothing, otherwise you're going to be naked. Naked. I tell you, there's some things in your 2020 that you need to pack. A little bit more love of God. There's some things you need to pack, some more love of God. You have to make. Now, let me explain this. Love is a choice. Love is a choice. I choose to love God more. I'm going to prove I love God more. When you love someone, you want to be with them. You want to talk with them. You want to just be in their company all the time. I'm going to pack some of that in my 2020. You know, there's some more stuff that I really need to take. We need to put some more faith. Take some faith into 2020. Again, this would be like going into the hotel and finding you got no toothbrush. You brought the toothpaste, but no toothbrush. You need both things. Or else you're going to end up using your fingers. See, there's a process. You're asking me, how can we do this? Well, first you unpack. Then you pack. Get yourself a smaller case. Take out all that stuff that's weighing you down. Jesus said, my burden is what? Amen. So I'm loving my neighbor. You need to pack some of this with you into 2020. Because this church, it should be all about love. The Bible said that that's how you will know that they're my disciples. When they do what? Show love. And you know, although we do a lot of worship, we can always do more. By worship, I mean being thankful. Paul said, in every situation, I have learned to be content. Ooh, that's hard. You mean in my trial, when my car just got a flat, when I can't find my keys, when my boss is on my case, I'm still going to give you thanks. I'm going to make sure and pack some of this. I need this. This is the water. This is the water that I'm going to pack with me. That worship will take me a long way. But you know, there's some more things I need to take into 2020. That's why you got to unload some of this stuff. More witnessing. I'm determined to win somebody in 2020. Can you make up that pledge? I'm determined to win somebody in 2020. This is the bag that you need to take into 2020. And then lastly, you wrap it up in a bag full of joy. Yeah. 2020 is not going to go very far if you're just depressed all the time. You have got to be able to understand that although your situation has not changed right now, it's 3 o'clock on Friday, right? The bell is about to ring. You got one more hour work. Your situation hasn't changed, but you can still have joy because there's light at the end of the tunnel. You need to declare, 2020, I shall be blessed and highly favored. Now, I said there's some things that we unfortunately can't leave in 2019, but we need to learn from them. We have to learn from them. Yeah, there are some scars that we will take with us into 2020, but don't repeat them. Don't be stupid. Don't do the same stupid stuff. Don't make the same stupid choices. We have to learn from it. We have to leave some things behind. We have to repack our bag. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 11 says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away. Turn to your neighbor and say, put away. Put away those stupid, childish things. Grow up spiritually. Be strong in the Lord in 2020. Don't be a baby still. Start eating some Christian meat. Be determined that rather than the devil beating you up, you're going to take the fight to him in 2020. That can only happen if you leave some stuff behind. See, when you try and crush everything into the bag, something gets broke. I tried to take a mirror and a whole bunch of other stuff, and so I started pushing on the bag. And of course, when I got to the other end, the mirror was broke. The toothpaste had squeezed out. You see? You know what? I tried to take too much stuff. Got to leave some stuff behind. Paul says, listen, when I was a child, I played with those things. I took those things. But now that I'm a man, now that you're a woman, you got to leave some stuff behind. I put away childish things. If this church is to grow, if this church is to be victorious, if this church is to be blessed, we got to leave some stuff behind. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of drama. As pastor, I get to see a lot of drama, and I really would like to dial that down in 2020. I want to dial up some witnessing, some victory, some singing, some worship, some prayer, some word, some deliverance, some baptisms. Paul said you got to lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily. It's so easy to drag a whole bunch of stuff with us. But when we come on Tuesday night for our watch night service, let's come prepared. Let's make up in our mind. Let's already have packed our... That's why I'm doing this. So that today you can go home and start saying, I'm not going to let this bother me. I'm leaving that alone. I'm giving it on the altar. Now, all of you should have a pen and some paper. This is your turn in this service. Now, don't put your name on it. If you don't have a pen and paper, hold up your hand if you want to participate. We are going to do something symbolic in this service today. Because I don't want to take any stuff with me into 2020 that shouldn't be there. Now, I want you to write down some stuff and don't show it to anybody. Don't put your name on it. But I want you to write down some stuff that you are pledging I'm going to leave behind. The Lord is going to know your heart. He's going to see what you do. And I believe that if you do this faithfully, if you do this with a proper attitude, God is going to honor your request today. I want you to write down some things that you really want to leave behind, that you don't want to see again. God told Israel, listen, the enemy you face today, you're never going to see them again. God will destroy your enemy. He can destroy your doubts. He can destroy your distress. If you trust him, I want you today in faith to write down some things that you're not planning to pack in your 2020 bag. I want you to write them down. And what we're going to do as a church, when I finish, we're going to come down here. We're going to put them on the altar. And we're going to leave them here for God to deal with. We're not going to wait till we get to the airport counter at midnight on Tuesday and decide, oh, Lord, Pastor, can you pray for me? No, I'm not going to be praying for you. I'm going to be praying for me. You're going to have to lay hand on yourself Tuesday at midnight. I want to go into 2020 with my bags packed and ready to go. The Bible says you got to work out your own salvation. I'm giving you the word now so that you can repack and be ready. Let's enter into 2020 without the weights. Packed up with a love for the Lord and a joy in serving, dressed in the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, having our loins girt about with truth, having the shield of faith, and having our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That's how we should go into 2020. If you could stand with me. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. I'm going to end with what I started with. Paul understood the secret of victory. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. Means I don't think I've made it yet. But this one thing, this is the key. This is the key to your 2020. Please remember this. But one thing I do, forgetting. You can tell the bitter people. You can tell the depressed people. They're not forgetting. They've decided to package it up and tie it up with some pretty bows and take it with them. But if that's what you're going to do, you're going to have a sad 2020. Don't be like Rachel. Don't take someone else's issues into 2020. She didn't need to steal those gods. The Bible says they were her father's gods. She could have been free. She could have been married into a new family, new life, going to a new place. Yet she went and took some generational stuff with her. God is saying to us today, forget the past. Forget even your own mistakes. Forget them. They're not going to help you. Don't take guilt and condemnation into 2020. Instead, take repentance. Take God's love. Take His grace. Because that's what He's telling us today. Forget those things. Looking unto the author and the finisher of our faith, who is Jesus Christ. We're going to close this service, but I'm not inviting one of you. I'm inviting all of you. Make sure you leave that on the altar. We're not going to read them. Maybe we'll just burn them. I'll take them home and burn them. But I believe today, sincerely, and I'm not making this up. I had this message for a while now, that God wants us to go into 2020 without all of these things. All of these weights. And if we will do this, God will use us in 2020. This church will be blessed. We will get to the next level. As they sang, the ladder will be greater. If you must take something, take lessons learned. That's the only thing to take into 2020 from 2019 is lessons learned. I learned that I must pray some more. I learned that I need to seek God more. I learned I can't hang around with this group. I learned I got to leave those people alone. I learned if all I do is watch this show, my spiritual life goes down. I learned if I don't have more faith, I get weak. I learned if I don't come to church, I get weak. Those are the lessons we take into 2020. I'm closing this service. But I'd like everyone today to remember what Paul said. It's not that we have yet reached our goal, but one thing, this is at the end of Paul's life. He says, one thing. If you will just remember one thing, there is nothing you can do about 2019. For the most part, whatever words you said, whatever choices you made, whatever direction you went in, that's in the past. Don't try and drive backwards. You will crash. Forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. If you could bow your heads with me. Father, we thank you today. Lord, help us in this last Sunday, this last first day, this last Lord's Day of 2019. Lord, that we will forget all of the things, oh God, that brought us down. But instead, Lord, we will have joy at your mercy, joy in your love, joy, hallelujah, that you have rescued us, joy at your blessings to come, joy that you're going to use us, oh God, hallelujah, that your grace will be poured out without measure upon us, Lord Jesus, as we honor your word, as we stand upon your promises, as we take it, hallelujah, to the next level. We thank you right now, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Let's clap our hands, hallelujah, now. I want you to all march down here, and whatever you've written, I want you to lay your hand on it and say in Jesus' name as you put it into the offering. We're going to burn it. Amen. We're not going to read it. And I want you to stand on faith believing that you have emptied your pack for 2019. If the praise team could come. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching unto those things which are before. If you want to right here and stay and pray, let's unpack our baggage right now. Let's thank God for delivering us and taking us through, because He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or even think.